This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. And we do have Mr. Yerkew back on the air with us after illness. Walt, how are we doing today?
I'm feeling a little better, my friend. I was down and out for a week and a half or so. And I appreciate all the well wishes and stuff. My PR man, his name is Nick. He finally got on the ball and sent some stuff out when I was laid out. But I appreciate all the feedback I got. You know, mostly positive. And a couple have said, "Well, you deserve what you get," and stuff like that. But you know, hey, if you're taking the time to write, you love me. You know, what can I tell you? I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling much better. Thank you.
Outstanding. Here's a question: how come you have a PR man and I don't? And you know, who's paying this PR guy? You know, it's not coming. It better not be coming out of our budget.
No. He gets a percentage of merchandising. You know, for the 7-5 documentary stuff that you know, T-shirts and stickers and. You know, signatures and stuff like that. So he gets a small percentage. You know, he don't make a lot. He does it. He's a fan. You know, he's a fan of the 7-5. So he does it because, you know, he wants to. Which I'm very appreciative of it. You know, he'll get a Christmas card maybe. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
He gets a little bit of money from the merchandising now.
Cool. And once again, we're fortunate. We have fans that do a lot of stuff for us for no money, no glory. They don't want to keep their names out of the spotlight, and we appreciate them. But anyways, on to some even better news, Walter. Fortunately, there was no law enforcement officers murdered in line of duty this week. So the trend continues. But with that being said. The war on cops continue. While you were out, we talked about the loss of police officer Brian Mulkeen of the NYPD, who's working anti-crime unit up in the Bronx. But unfortunately, Detective Mulkeen was killed by friendly fire. As well as the perp he was wrestling with. The perp who was armed was going after Mulkeen's service weapon. But then there's a group called Bronx Defenders. Now, I had never heard of these people until some pig from Bronx Defenders, her name is Deborah Lolai, L-O-L-A-I. Anyway, she's a real ugly chick, a real ugly dude. I cannot tell from her picture. I'm not being trying to be funny here. I really don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I'm going to assume it's a female, but you know what happens when you assume somebody gets the short end of the stick or the wrong end of the stick, depending on what the situation is. But anyways, this is a group of leftist radicals, America-hating, cop-hating lawyers funded by the city of New York, i.e. you, the taxpayer, who just outright hates cops. In 2014, two attorneys who were members of the New York State Bar Association appeared in a rap video that talked about killing cops and even let the producers film in the law office of Bronx Defenders, which is located at 161st Street in Bronx County, New York. This group of radicals also want to, they fight for illegal aliens. They want all illegal aliens to stay here. They want to abolish ICE and so on and so forth. But anyways, this absolute pig of a person put a picture of Officer Malkin, a cut and paste from Facebook, talk about his death, and Mr. Lolai's colleague, her name is Annie Dean, suggested a much better headline for the fallen officer. And Ms. Dean put, NYPD murders another black man, then one of their own. Now, while you and I are both supporters of the First Amendment, they have these pigs have the right to say whatever they want to say. But, I mean, this is just in poor taste. But guess what? My First Amendment gets to throw them under the bus and drag them through the mud, these two pigs. But anyways, more about Bronx Defenders. Again, they're paid by this New York City taxpayers, defend every piece of garbage in the Bronx. And then they took up the LGBTQ MTA NYC causes. They want this group advocates separate housing areas for these transgendered inmates instead of being housed with men, because current policy is that if you're a tranny and you have parts below the equator that match the parts of men, you're going to be locked up with men. But they want a separate area for these gentlemen. I mean, if you look at Deborah Lolai's picture, you'll see why. Besides helping criminals beat the system, Bronx Defenders also support illegal immigrants, represent them in court. They want to help the disadvantaged community, yet these pieces of trash live far, far away from these people that they defend. They do not associate these people after work, and they make sure their kids don't go to the same failing schools as their clients. Obviously, these people who want to make a difference do not see the destruction of their clients make in these neighborhoods. I mean, these people are defending murderers, rapists, robbers, people breaking and entering, dope dealers, all in the Bronx. And Walter, you and I both know the Bronx is the most poor and the most dangerous borough in the city. And then, like former police commissioner Bernie Carrick said, you're not going to have prosperity in neighborhoods with a high crime rate. So, anyways, if you take a look at the attorneys on the website, and we got a link on the on 75radio.org, these people are not followers of the Southern Baptist and Roman Catholic faith. I'm just going to leave it at that. They're the same group of people who run the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and every anti-American hate group. And on top of that, I can tell you from experience myself that the Bronx is the most hostile court towards law enforcement and most hostile court in terms of towards law and order in general. You got these 10-time losers coming before a judge, and the judge is, you know, giving them time served for going through central booking. And, of course, the DA's office in the Bronx, they have no problem letting criminals go free, but then they love to crucify cops, just as Sergeant Hugh Berry. But anyways, we'll be right back. Talk about this garbage up in the Bronx, Minneapolis PD, impeachment, a whole host of other things. We'll be right back on 75 Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back talking about some piece of garbage called Bronx Defenders. You can check out their website, bronxdefenders.org. These pieces of trash put up a Facebook clip of Officer Brian Mulkeen, who was shot and killed due to friendly fire, and they made a joke. NYPD murders another black man than one of their own. Fortunately, they took the post down because it's in bad taste. I mean, if you hate cops, that's your business. You can put there's a million one ways to say how you hate cops and examples of how cops do wrong, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, but these people interact with the police all day long at Bronx Criminal Court. These are the same people that crucify a cop that's on the stand for calling a 10-time loser the N-word or some other racial epithet while trying to put this person in custody and for arresting on a major violent felony. But, you know, that's what America's dealing with. That's what... I remember on the job, and Malta remembers, you know, we had these people, these bleeding hearts all day long, just crucified cops. Well, what's your take?
Well, you know, the place that I believe you're talking about up there in the Bronx was once portrayed on The Sopranos. Meadow took a job up there, and Tony was not too happy about it. And I feel just like Tony is. I'm not happy with, you know, a lot of these makeshift defenders of the bad guys. Granted, our Constitution says everybody's entitled to an attorney, to a fair trial, speedy trial. Granted, man, that's what makes our country so good and far above the other countries in this world of ours. However, you know, when you create a business, and that's what this is a business. You create a business and ask for grants to pay people.
Well, it's a charity. Well, it's a charity. They take money from the taxpayers. So okay. they're almost like de facto employees.
All right. I'm unfamiliar with their funding, but they're funded somehow to keep the lights on. And you get these people to create a subject matter. All right, let's defend all these, you know, people. And like I said, you know, they need it. You know, people do need it. But then they turn around and they do what they did to, like, Officer Mulkey. You know, it's just irreprehensible to say that, and they murdered one of their own. You know, many people get killed by friendly fire. You know, I had a relative that was on the NYPD and still is. You know, he was hit by friendly fire. You know, it because your perpetrator was there causing the incident, that's why there was friendly fire. But that doesn't seem to make it, you know, to the public's eye. You know, to middle, I always say, white bread America. Because, you know, they just don't know, and they just ignore it. And so they bring this stuff up, and they say, oh, my God, the cops killed another guy, the way it's worded. You know, if they really want to know how to defend people like that, man, you know, go to a better law school. You know, go to better instruction. I don't appreciate, and, you know, if I, as a former MOS, you know, those are the kind of people that... If they're on fire, I'm going to go buy some marshmallows. probably not really, but I put the fire out. And they don't appreciate that at all. They don't. They have no idea how many people that the police saved that day in the future from that perpetrator. And we'll never know. There's incident after incident where a cop takes a perp out who's got a gun, who's not supposed to have a gun. These people are defending them, representing their families, but we just don't know how many people this guy would have hurt had the cop not taken action. And if the cop didn't take action and put this perp where it belongs, which is in the ground or in the morgue, they would have said, well, he went on a gun spree and killed three more people. Why didn't the cop shoot him when he had him in his sights? So it's a damned if you do, right, damned if you don't job. And it's, you know, the only rewards you get from being a cop, maybe, is a couple of tin medals that they pin on your chest, or they pay for the funeral. That's the rewards for a police officer, you know, as far as, you know, physical rewards. The emotional rewards can be immense. But then again, on the opposite side, with groups like this, the emotional rewards, it's not a reward. It's an emotion that, you know, you hand some guy who, you know, is having a great life, has a great job, has a family, and now you want to tarnish, you know, the heroism that this officer gave his life for. So, you know, these people just are, you know, is useless, you know, as a dripping faucet in your sink. It's annoying and it's useless, and they have to be fixed. But again, there's no oversight for any groups like this. You know, they get their money, like you say, from the city, from New York, but there's no oversight to say, hey, listen, this is not the correct way to do it. You're not going to get public support or opposite support in some form or fashion. So it's something that's funded, something that shouldn't be funded, and it needs to be, they need to have parameters and guidelines. They have to remain within the scope of what their mission statement is. And like you said, they took this horrible headline down. But somebody had to tell them. That's the person maybe that they should go through and say, hey, we want to put this up online. You know, they killed a black guy and they killed one of their own. And there's got to be somebody say, no, you can't do that. That's not what we're about. So that's my Andy Rooney on that one.
Right. And you know darn well when these people are in their buildings in Manhattan or out in Long Island or their brownstone in Brooklyn or across river in Jersey, if somebody's breaking the door, they're on the phone screaming for the cops because they can't get there fast enough. And you know, I'm waiting for the day. And Walter, we talked about this before we went on air. I'm waiting for the day like a guy like what's his name, Fredo Cuomo or Don Lemon or that dude, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, becomes a victim and calls the police, and they get there and they put the bad guy in jail. And they go on the air to say, oh, this officer from this department came to arrest you and put a bad man in jail. It would. They'd like to do that, but we both know, and we know from our buddy Sean Bergen, that the producer in the newsroom will say no because it doesn't fit their narrative. So, anyways.
And, you know, if anything happens at Lemon's house or Fredo's house or, you know, Rachel, I think I'm a guy, Maddo, at any of their houses, you know, you're going to have the patrol supervisor going. You're going to have the lieutenant. You're going to have the duty captain going. And maybe some deputy inspector they'll drag out of bed to go over to this address. I'm sure they got their address. I'm sure, you know, the places where they live, the police know that this is where these people live. You know, whether it's in New York or New Jersey or wherever they live, that's where they know where these people live. And they will send all kinds of brass to these addresses. And, you know, not just these guys. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the people from Fox News. You know, the guy Waters, whatever his name is. And Greg Gutfield, you know, they all know these guys. They all know where their addresses are. I'm sure that their PR people make sure that the local precinct knows that, you know, Don Lemon lives at this house. So if there's an emergency, you get there too sweet. Otherwise, we're going to crucify you on air. But they'll send all the brats. So, but yeah, they'll thank us, not publicly, for showing up to David.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk impeachments. We got some breaking news for you. Well, breaking when we record the show, but it's old news by the time you listen to this. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
People in the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and Upper Great Lakes are bundling up for a potentially historic winter storm, according to forecasters who say it's expected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow across that region over the next few days. Cold temperatures also coming in, with lows dropping to the 20s in some spots this morning. More on the letter the White House sent House Democrats earlier this week, declaring that the Trump administration will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, calling it illegitimate without a vote by the full House. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, discussing that letter last night on Fox News.
It lays out about 8 violations of the United States Constitution, about 6 violations of the president's civil rights, my civil rights, Attorney General Barr's civil rights.
Meanwhile, leading House Democrats are calling the administration's refusal to honor their subpoenas evidence of obstruction. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Before we talk impeachment real quick, this show is being recorded on Thursday, October the 10th, 2019. In case you haven't watched it, go back to watch the Trump rally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. The leftist Merrick Hayton, mayor over there, wanted to charge $500,000 for security. They said no, and then told the cops, do not show up in uniform to support Trump. But the cops, the police union came out with a red shirt that says cops for Trump. And the website crashed due to popular demand. So anyways, take a look at that. Go for it, MPD. Let's hope it was a great rally. Also, Thursday was the snooze fest known as the Democratic debate. I hope y'all played the Trump drinking game. Every time somebody says Trump, you take a drink. And most of you probably got schnockered within 5 minutes. But anyways, Walter, earlier this week, like the news said, Trump's lawyer sent out a letter to the to Nancy Pelosi, Elliot Engel, Elijah Cummings, and Adam Schiff for about the impeachment. And I read this letter. This letter is a looked like it's a Supreme Court decision. It's got footnotes and everything. So kudos for Trump and his lawyers. But real quick, and I did some research, the Constitution says the president may be impeached for higher crimes and misdemeanors. It really doesn't give any say on how to proceed. So the House and the Senate came up with different ways how they're going to proceed for an impeachment. But anyways, going through this letter, it reads, I mean, first of all, it's constitutional law 101 because none of these people Engel might be a lawyer. Pelosi's not a lawyer. Schiff might be a lawyer. Elijah Cummings, you know, he's just a race hustler. So anyway, some of the things I got out of it, there's absolutely no due process. Trump's people can't cross-examine anybody. That's hearings in secret, which is also a violation of due process because it's supposed to be open in public. Also, there might be some witness tampering as the one of the whistleblowers might be already spoke to Schiff's staffers. Also, there's no formal vote in the House of Representatives. They're just saying, all right, we're going to start an impeachment inquiry. Well, usually if you're going to start an impeachment, you know, you have a vote to start the process, and you put your name on it. You know, Representative Stanton, Representative Yerkew, Representative Dowd, vote yay or nay. But we don't have that because all these talking heads on the TV said that, oh, that's because if these Democrats in red districts vote to impeach Trump, they might lose in 2020. So we have no vote in the House. And then ranking members on these committees, Engel, Cummings, and Schiff, they have no right to issue subpoena. And no minority members of these committees have right to issue subpoenas for this dog and pony show. One thing not mentioned is that there's actually no probable cause. No. What's the reason for articles of impeachment? I mean, the Constitution says high crimes and misdemeanors, but nobody came out and said, oh, we are charging him formally because of this. And when Bill Clinton was impeached, he lied under oath to the special prosecutor concerning Monica Lewinsky. That's why he was brought to impeachment. And he was impeached, folks. Remember, he was impeached by the House, but the Senate could not didn't have the votes to throw him out of office. Well, what's your take of all this?
You know, impeachment proceedings, like you said, it's got to start with a vote. And before you can, you know, take a vote, you got to investigate to see if there's grounds for impeachment. When there's no grounds for impeachment, you know, you stop the process. This is a continuing, you know, it's like a cold that won't go away, you know, or like a fly that keeps messing with you at the barbecue, you know, landing on your food and stuff. You know, pardon me for the euphemisms, but it's a process. And when the process gets, you know, finds its destination, well, there's nothing for impeachment, you drop it. And if tomorrow something else pops up that might be an impeachable offense, you start the process over. It's not a continuing thing. You have to report on what you've investigated. Okay, I've done a little research on this. And I remember when they were impeaching Clinton in the 90s. It's a process, and you you investigate what brought you to believe that there's an impeachable charge. You don't go from jump from one to the other. You have to report on it, and if there's no outcome for impeachment, you have to report that why there's no outcome for that impeachment. And then something else pops up, then you start the process again. This is a continuing thing. You know, whether Trump blows his nose, farts in the wind, puts his pants on with the wrong leg, you know, to start with, has the wrong shoe first. You know, they're looking for anything on Mr. Trump that's, in a leftist opinion, impeachable. And, you know, Mr. Trump hasn't done really anything impeachable. Now, there's some questionable stuff, but he's not the first president in U.S. history that's done questionable stuff. That's why we elect him. So he does that stuff. And if he gets caught, well, shame on you. But he hasn't gotten caught with anything dirty or bad or, you know, ugly, as they say down here in the South. So why'd he talk to the Ukrainian prime minister out there in on the other side of the old Iron Curtain? So what? That's what he's supposed to do. And the interpretation of these whistleblowers or one whistleblower or two on what they heard, you know, it's all, how can you say, speculative. And, you know, their opinion on what was being said on the phone on the other end without hearing it. So, you know, like my friend Michael said in the 7-5, let's go to the tapes. You know, it's supposed to be recorded, are they not? As far as I know, there's only been 18 minutes in presidential recordings that have ever been missing. So if there's a question that there's some kind of digital recording missing, well, investigate that. Why is it missing? But nobody's standing up on a soapbox, really. All they're doing is just mulling around like women in a beauty parlor on a Saturday afternoon. You know, they talk a lot of nonsense, but nobody stands up and speaks out loud. But the impeachable offense is just not there. You know, they're making stuff up. He's supposed to talk to the Kremlin. He's supposed to talk to Kiev. You know, he's supposed to talk to Hong Kong. He's supposed to talk to Tokyo. That's his job. As the leader of the free world, that's his job. You know, you can't depend on people, you know, that even, you know, he's hired and fired people more than any other president in history, because he was new and he was snowed on some of the people that he hired for his cabinet. And he got rid of a bunch of people. All right. That was 2 years ago. And he's learned his lesson. Now that he hasn't fired anybody, he's got the people set. But you can't write out trust everybody and everybody's opinion. You know, that's why he's elected, to make up his own mind and run it through his cabinet. So, you know, it's not just the president that gets impeached. It's all the people around him, too, like Clinton did. And not to get away from the subject of impeachment, but it has something to do with the Clinton impeachment. I saw a funny thing on Facebook the other day where Hillary was hugging Chelsea. Did you see that?
No.
And Hillary's saying to Chelsea, "I'm sorry you don't have a brother. Monica ate him."
Now, if you need to explain, give us an email or text or tweet or something like that, because
we'll put it in the mailbag next week.
Oh, boy. But anyways, I also understand two of Giuliani's people were arrested in New York. Were charged in New York?
Yeah. Well, they were arrested in Florida, but they were arrested through the Southern District in New York. The same Southern District that set up my friend Michael Dowd with a phony charge of conspiracy to commit like whatever, and included some rat to help him out. So the Southern District really doesn't have a good track record of playing by the book. Apparently, these two guys have been arrested, and two businessmen who were making donations to the Ukraine to help Trump win the election. So, you know, where we're a year from the election. So, we'll see how that turns out.
All right. Well, we'll come right back after this. We gotta finish up. We got racing. We got baseball and the mailbag. Come right at you.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. What were you saying about the two guys that are arrested by the Southern District of New York before we got cut off?
They for campaign contributions, making a pact to get Trump elected. Now this is all preliminary because you know this is two, 3 days ago. So making donations to Ukraine so the Ukraine can help Donald Trump, you know, get elected. Now listen, I'm Ukrainian. I've been in Ukraine for 61 years. Let me tell you something. These Ukrainians really aren't that smart. And I'll say that out freaking loud, you know. They got their independence, what, 25 years ago? The one of the, I guess they call him the prime minister. I don't even know about my own nationality. I guess they call him the prime minister. Some 20 years ago, do you remember he was getting poisoned? And he went from healthy one day, 6 weeks later, he was on his deathbed. Do you remember you remember anything like that?
Yushchenko, I think the guy's name was.
And then all of a sudden he got well. You know, so, you know, he was he poisoned himself for plastic surgery himself to make him look bad. And then all of a sudden he was healthy again. I guess he was trying to put Ukraine on the map. But, you know, whatever. You know, and then the Russians tried to invade the Ukraine, what, 4 or 5 years ago? You know, the country isn't that far into the 20th century yet, let alone the 21st century. That's a country that needs to be looked into about not taking care of its constituents or its population, because it's a pretty damn poor country. But it seems like all the politicians, you know, came out of nowhere, and they're all multimillionaires and billionaires now. So, you know, they're not treating their own people real, real well. So I wouldn't take much seriousness in that somebody's talking to the Ukraine. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, talking to, I don't know, Ethiopia. You know, there's nothing going on in that country. You know, they have a leader, but the leader treats the rest of the people like crap, and they're trying to become a force to be reckoned with, I guess. I don't know. I just don't think that the Ukraine is such a big deal or some big influence in a 2020 election or any election thereafter. So, you know, that's what I have to say about the Ukraine. You know, if these guys are making donations, let's see it all come out and let's see what happens, because 99% of the time it's misinformation, you know, misdirection. And just because it's got Giuliani's name attached to it and Trump's name attached to it, you know, it's headline news on Fox this morning, so, which was 2 days ago, 3 days ago. So let's not take Ukraine so serious.
Right, and this is the same Southern District of New York that was responsible for indicting, charging, and the care, custody, control of one Jeffrey Epstein. Now that Mr. Epstein is in the ground, we've heard nothing. We never heard who else is involved. We never heard of any more charges. Anybody else going to be indicted? So all right, Epstein's dead. All right, that's it. Nothing to see here. Move along now. All right, speaking of moving right along, the second season of baseball, known as the playoffs, is in full swing. You're New York Yankee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a New York Yankee fan. To me, it doesn't matter who the Yankees are going to play in the playoffs. You know, they by far have the best team, man for man. And, you know, they've had 30 extra players to play with this year because they've been 31 people on the injured list this year, which is a major league record. Anyway, I've been following it, and I watch it on MLB Network and such like that, not to give them a promotion, but that's where I watch my games. Because it's not like I was a kid. I could watch them on PIX in New York. But anyway, I picked, so far, 3 out of my 4 picks have won their playoffs. What the Nationals did to the Dodgers the other night was superb. Classic baseball. That's what playoff baseball is all about. You know, the underdog comes in and just runs them over in the last and final game. Same thing with the Atlanta Braves and St. Louis Cardinals. You know, nobody picked the Cardinals. Nobody picked the Nats to win their series against their teams. And I picked them both. And there we were in game 5, and we were all victors. What the Cardinals did to the Braves in the first inning the other night, scoring 10 runs, holy cow. You know, in using the words of the great Phil Rizzuto, holy cow. And then, you know, of course, the Yankees wrapped it up in 3 games, you know, on Monday night, you know, which is almost a week ago. This is going to be aired on Saturday. So there was a game last night between St. Louis and the Nats. I haven't made up my mind yet on Thursday who I'm going to kick for to see who's going to play the Yankees in the World Series. But the Yankees are going to have to get past either Tampa Bay or Houston. I'd rather him play Houston, but, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, we can handle Tampa Bay. But exciting baseball in, like, as you called it, the second season, exciting baseball. And that's what baseball is all about.
Exactly. And I happened to be at Nationals Park in Southeast D.C. yesterday when the team won it, because it seemed like the Nats were going absolutely nowhere, but then they won it, and I got a nice customer for Uber all the way home. So congratulations to the Nationals. I mean, they look like garbage the first part half of the year. I thought they were going nowhere, just like the awful football team we have here, the Redskins 0-5.
In the beginning of the year with the Nationals, you know, they had the shock of losing that right fielder. That his name escapes me.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, come on,
Bryce Harper.
Don't give the guy any play. Don't give him any airtime. I texted out last night on Facebook. You know, congratulations to the Nats, to the Nationals, and hey, Bryce, how does this taste? You know, because he ran across the river for 300 and what, $10 million. But yeah. You know, let me tell you something. I'm sure he would give up that $310 million to be where the Nats are right now and with them. So right. You know, good luck right. In Philadelphia, where they just fired their entire coaching staff. Rebuilding.
Maybe Lenny Dykstra will become the coach.
The manager, the bench coach, the pitching coach, the hitting coach. They cleaned house.
Right.
And in Philadelphia, they figured Bryce Harper was going to bring him a World Series. Well, he couldn't do that in Washington. But now, look, he's gone, and look where Washington is. So, hey, you know.
Right. they saved millions and millions of dollars. But anyways, moving right along, racing, 7-5 racing. November the 2nd. I-75 Raceway will host a rodeo. You heard right, folks. I-75 Raceway will be hosting a rodeo. I don't know how that's going to work out on the track, but hopefully our not-so-sexy intern director of marketing, Mike Guerin, will be there for a play-by-play. So that's going to be very interesting. Check that out. Also, we want to thank everybody from that was involved with 7-5 Racing, Topless Outlaws series, Mike Robinette, I-75 Raceway, 411 Raceway, who else? Shannon Norwood. What's the kid's name, the announcer? Brandon.
Brandon
Godsley. Also, our Jeff Jackson with the number 8 car. Hopefully he gets up to Topless Outlaw, and hopefully he changes the number. But anyways, it's something we just blew our minds. We did not know how big this was going to be. And again, we had nothing but love and support. And maybe one of these decades I'll be come down to Eastern Tennessee to watch a race. When's the big banquet coming up for the inaugural season of Topless Outlaw Racing?
I'm going to check with our not-so-sexy intern, Mike, tomorrow and find out, and I'll have that for us next week.
Outstanding. Also, while we got a couple minutes left, why don't you I understand we got something in the mailbag. We'll give you a taste for next week.
All right.
You got anything?
We got a few things in our mailbag.
Just read one.
The people have spoken. It's a scoop. This is from Mr. G in Tennessee. Whatever you do, please stop mentioning your not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin, and his side project of selling pre-owned vehicles at Auto Simple at 440 3rd Street Southwest in Cleveland, Tennessee, and with the phone number of 423-476-4600. He goes on to say that he doesn't care that all you need is a pay stub and a down payment as low as $600, and all cars go through a 200-point inspection before they're ready for sale. And potential buyers can get a vehicle history report through the Carfax. So you got somebody that's going to like that. And one more thing, it's a stupid. Your mailbag segment sucks. I asked you to see it a couple of times in some of our emails.
All right, well, that's all we have. We'll address the Mr. G from Tennessee. But anyways, this is Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody. Be safe. Bye.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.